Yeah, why are human cities so complicated? There are not many trees here, and the ones they have are practically twigs. Nothing like the Great Woods. 6, 7, 8, 9. This is the place the agency told me to go. I think. Wait, what did they say? 9 or 19? I should have been paying more attention, but I just get so nervous. I don't think anyone is in anyway. I can just head back and... hello. I'm Stable from the Monster Girl Adoption Agency. I think I have the right address, but I'm still getting used to your human runes. So, this is the right place. That's good. Nice to meet you. I'm Stable. Wait, I already said that. I'm sorry. Can I come in? Great, let me just squeeze through here. There are not many places with doors that are meant for us centaur types. You want me to have a seat? I don't think I would fit on your couch. Could I just sit next to you? Okay, thanks. No, I'm not a unicorn. Well, not anymore. I'm a bicorn. See? I have two horns. The agency noticed you didn't specify what type of monster you wanted to adopt, so they sent me. Oh, what do I mean about not being a unicorn anymore? Well, the change happens when the unicorn gets corrupted by demonic energy. It happened to me when my partner cheated on me back in my old realm. Sorry, I'm trauma dumping. It's nothing you need to worry about, though. It's just something I'm working on, you know? Oh, that reminds me. Here, the agency said I needed to give this to you. It's a pamphlet. It goes over all the habits and, warnings of living with a bicorn. Warnings. See, here, bicorns have been listed as problematic sometimes. Bicorns tend to become intimate with humans, which isn't a bad thing. People like who they like. Sorry, I'm getting off topic. The biggest issue for owners is if a bicorn does get close with their owner, the demonic energy of the bicorn grows stronger and results in attraction of the monster girl to their owner. And if any other monster girl were to come here, I try to train them and keep them around the household. No, that's not what I want to do. It's just what the pamphlet says. You're just teasing me. You're right, I just need to calm down. It's just since coming here to the human world, everything is just so different. You want to do what? Brush my hair. You think that would help me relax? Sure. I think I have a brush in my bag. It's not bad. Why did I come to the human world? Well, on one hand, I wanted to learn more about humans, and on the other, my sister wanted me to move out of her place. She thought it would be good for me to stop moping around, get some new experiences, clear my head and stuff after my ex. It's just that since coming here, I think I've been getting a little homesick. After I became a bicorn, I hid away at my sister's house. I didn't want to see or be seen by anyone. I just slept and read in my room for weeks. My sister tried to help me, but I couldn't bring myself to do anything. When the portals to your world opened, she saw it as an opportunity for a fresh start. So, knowing that I wouldn't want to do this, she gave me an ultimatum. Go to the human world and get out of the rut I'm in, or be kicked out of her house. Yeah, it seems a little harsh, but she calls it tough love. I think that's the thing she picked up from you humans. You may be right, she just wants the best for me. Even when we were younger, she would stand up for me. She can be a bit overbearing at times. You should have seen her when I started to change. She was furious when she noticed my second horn growing. I had to hold her back to stop her from going after my ex. What was that? Sorry. The brushing is so nice, I think I'm dozing off a bit. My horns? Oh, what about them? You want to touch them? I guess that's alright. It's kind of weird having two horns now. I'm still not used to having them. I'm always bumping stuff with them when I turn my head. My sister says I'm more of a klutz than ever, and I'm starting to think she's right. Did I mention I kind of got lost on my way here? My agency worker said to me, the city may be a bit difficult to navigate, but this should help. And they gave me a magic mirror, but I couldn't seem to get it to work. I called out to the spirit in the phone, the Siri, but she kept ignoring me. Eventually, some kind stranger came and helped me to communicate with Siri and pointed me in the right direction. What do you mean it's a phone? I've seen phones in my books. They have a long wire connected to the big handle and the dial with numbers, and you turn them like shk, shk. Oh, you don't use them anymore. I wonder how many of my human studies have been from an outdated book. Could you please maybe brush my hair again? Oh yeah, books. My sister would bring me books that she found while meeting with traders back in my world. I wish I could have brought more from home, but they wouldn't fit my bag. Yeah, I like reading. I just read whatever I could find, or what sis brought. It made up time when I locked myself away after changing. We never could find something on bicorns, though. I had to rely on stories from other unicorns who knew what the process was like. You think a library might have books on monsters? Oh, I don't want to be a bother. I can always just, thank you. Oh, you want to leave right now? I guess adventure is out there. Yes, please, let's go together.